Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. The military official in charge of the U.S. effort on the war in Afghanistan says Americans have attacked what are believed to be the largest al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. Operation took place just days before announced plans to keep 9,800 troops in Afghanistan from the U.S. through the greater part of 2016. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that includes talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against the terrorist groups. U.S. participation in Syria grew on Friday when it was announced that a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against the Islamic State militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry at a news conference in Vienna talked about the new mission.
If Russia is there indeed to fight against Daesh, there are ways for us to be able to be cooperative and find a way to do more. So it's really a coincidence that it came out today. I had no idea as we were, we began the day, I'd heard about it, but it wasn't until this morning that I knew that the decision had been made.
There will be the U.S. ground troops sent Syria more than a raid or a small mission group. U.S. prosecutors charging a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets. The indictment indicates the man promised to buy the nets from a U.N.-recommended company in Thailand, instead bought them from a cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army has launched an offensive against Ugandan Islamist ADF rebels who stepped up attacks on army positions. UN mission in Congo, MINUSCO, appears to be supporting the offensive in Beni territory. Nick Long reporting from Goma.
The UN-supported radio in DRC, Radio Kapi, said this is a large-scale offensive backed by the UN mission MINUSCO's intervention brigade. But an army spokesman, Lieutenant Mike Azukai, preferred not to comment on MINUSCO's contribution. People in Beni do not need to know who is working to restore peace there, he says. Formal collaboration between the Congolese army and the approximately 17,000 peacekeepers in MINUSCO was suspended in February over UN objections to the appointment of two suspected human rights abusers to command a joint operation. Some 450 civilians have been killed by the ADF and other forces in Beni territory in dozens of incidents since October last year. The MINUSCO force commander, General Carlos Alberto dos Santos Cruz, called for a new approach to security in Beni territory. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
International Organization for Migration reports migrant deaths on the Mediterranean routes to Europe are breaking all previous records, IOM confirming 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record-breaking death toll of 3,279 for all of 2014. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says there appears to be no end in sight for the rising toll of migrants and refugees desperate to reach Europe.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there needs to be a safe alternative to people risking their lives in the dangerous sea crossings. China's Navy chief told his U.S. counterpart it was dangerous and provocative for Washington to sail a Navy destroyer near artificial islands built by Beijing in the South China Sea. A U.S. Navy warship sailed within 22 kilometers of the islands in the hotly disputed waters earlier this week. Beijing, which claims most of the South China Sea as its own, responded angrily. More than $5 trillion in trade passes through the South China Sea each year, where Vietnam, Brunei, the Philippines, and Taiwan also have rival claims. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. On this edition of the program, I have a special guest who plays a rare instrument in jazz. It's been around for centuries, but you don't hear a clarinet that often. And you certainly don't hear someone who can play the clarinet as well as a Nat Cohen. Yes, the lady who was born in Tel Aviv, Israel, made her way to the United States of America and followed her musical dreams to become a great jazz improviser on the clarinet. Now, she plays other instruments too, but that's what she's known for. And though it is quite an interesting and difficult instrument to play, she has mastered it. We'll go underneath the trees beside the Detroit River at the site of the Detroit Jazz Festival just this past summer, and speak with Nat Cohen. She has a spirited story to tell us, and I know you'll enjoy her thoughts, and I know you'll enjoy her music as well. Let's begin this edition of Jazz America with a wonderful summit meeting of great players. Drummer Jerry Gibbs has once again put together what he calls the Thrasher Dream Trio, and what a dream trio it is. When you've got Ron Carter on the bass and Kenny Barron on the piano, you've got a dream trio. And in addition to those three great musicians, they invited Cassandra Wilson, the great vocalist, to join them, and trumpeter Roy Hargrove as well. They went into the studio in New York City with a selected group of musicians and industry people invited to come and listen to the session live. And they call the album Live in Studio. To get that live feel, they also did not rehearse the music. They simply brought in the charts and played them on the spot by opening up the music and just playing whatever they felt. Well, the results are brilliant. And they also did a series of songs that Jerry Gibbs grew up loving, from the most popular songs of the day, or top 40, if you will, including the song you're about to hear. It's called More, from the 1962 Italian film Mondo Cane. It's Jerry Gibbs' Thrasher Dream Trio live in studio to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Dig her wings. Her mind is stiff, she's thriving on a riff. She turns the major into minor cool. In her town, she's renowned. She's the crown jewel of jazz.
She's crazy, simply amazing.
It was just a year ago that the great vocalist Tim Hauser, founding member of the great four-person vocal group Manhattan Transfer, passed away. We honor his passing and remember him and the band. They're carrying on the best they can without their original leader. Manhattan Transfer and Tim Hauser from the album The Offbeat of Avenues and the song Sassy, dedicated to all those wonderful jazz vocalizing divas who not only had extreme talent, but also troubled personal lives, like Billie Holiday, I suppose. This is Russ Davis, and here is a lady who has no personal problems I can think of. She has an effervescent attitude and way of displaying herself as a person as well as a musician. And underneath the trees on the Detroit River
after a live performance outdoors at the Detroit Jazz Festival. I had a chance to speak with clarinetist Annette Cohen. I think you'll enjoy our conversation, and I know you'll enjoy some of her music here on VOA's Jazz America. Annette Cohen has just walked off the stage after an inspired, beautiful set here at the 2015 Detroit Jazz Festival. And thank you so much for taking some moments to speak with us, Annette.
Thank you. It's great. It's great. It's great atmosphere. And the audience here in Detroit is always so awesome. And the sun is out, and energy is like so high. It's beautiful.
Now, I've only got a few minutes with you, so I've got to cover as much ground as I possibly can.
All right,
I have a cousin that married a young lady from Israel, and her brother had a wonderful band called Tizmoret. I heard all their music. I've met a number of great musicians from Israel, Oz Noy, the great guitarist.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit. I know you left there, went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, etc., and on to the stages of the world. But tell me a little bit, give the folks around the world a little idea of the scene in Tel Aviv.
Well, the scene in Tel Aviv is a little different today than what it was when I left. But right now, the scene in Tel Aviv, we're talking about 2015, and there's just so many great... You talk about the jazz scene, obviously.
Well, the music scene, the cultural scene in general.
Well, in general, there's just really great musicians. Mm. Really deep, profound, creative people that find an outlet through the music for everything they want to say. And when we're talking about jazz, there's really an incredible amount of talent that is happening there and people coming out of there. Mm. And in a way... I think I can attribute that to there's a few reasons, but mainly because jazz education became such an important thing and a strong thing in Israel. There are few schools that offer jazz programs in high school and in colleges, and they have affiliation with Berklee College of Music and in the New School in New York, so people already have like a way to go, and also there's like people that went to study abroad and came back and had bring the experience and the spirit of United States back to, you know, and jazz, this is, you know, it's an American art form. I mean, you have to feel it here. So people end up coming here and then end up coming back there, going back and creating it's really, I go around the world and I hear cats playing jazz, and I must say that when I go to Tel Aviv, the level is as high as New York. It's unbelievable. There's some people that really play as great as you walk into a jazz club in New York, and it's not always the case around the world. So it's very inspiring.
Thank you. dedicated to the world-famous guitarist from Brazil, Baden Powell. That's a song entitled In the Spirit of Baden from her latest release, Luminosa. That is Annette Cohen. She's not the first artist in jazz to delve into the feel and sound and style of Brazilian music to create new forms of jazz. Back in 1963, Stan Getz and guitarist Charlie Byrd did just that with the album Jazz Samba. And here's a taste of that on Jazz America from VOA 1. Little bit of jazz history there from Stan Getz and Charlie Byrd from the 1963 release Jazz Samba. That was some sweet stuff, was it not? More sweet stuff coming up, including conversation with Annette Cohen and We'll hear her play her clarinet for us. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, and it reads as follows. I am Kwaye from Ghana. I listen to you every weekend. I thought I liked jazz before now, but now I am totally for jazz. Please send me a history of this genre, and oh, play me a song by Robert Glasper. Thank you, Kwaye Lareya from Ghana. Kwaye, thank you so much for loving jazz and for being in touch. And the history of jazz that Kwaye is talking about is the simple short history of the century plus of jazz. It's a very brief overview of jazz history, just for those who are new to jazz and would like to know just quickly a little bit more for reference. So I'll be happy to send that along to you as well. Now to the music of Robert Glasper, the great pianist. His latest release is titled Covered, and on it he does jazz versions of popular songs. It's a common thing that's been done over the years in jazz history, and nobody's done it much better than Robert Glasper has most recently, as he does on a Joni Mitchell song titled Bar and Grill. Just for you, my friend in Ghana, Kwaye Lareya, listening to VOA's Jazz America and loving jazz.
Get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Get crossed off everybody's list to celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost. Oh, let's get lost.
The distinctive voice and the distinctive trumpet style of the late great Chet Baker from his 1955 release, My Funny Valentine, Let's Get Lost, with the terrific longtime friend and associate pianist Russ Freeman joining with him on that classic song, one of the peaks of jazz history. Now, let's return under the trees at the Detroit Jazz Festival next to the Detroit River on the beautiful summer afternoon that was part of the Detroit Jazz Festival. Anat Cohen joined me for more conversation. Let's enjoy that conversation now, followed by some of her wonderful music on the clarinet here on VOA's Jazz America.
Anat Cohen is my guest backstage after her performance at the 2015 Detroit Jazz Festival. World
music, world jazz. You've embraced Brazilian music in a major way. There is no way in the world the melodies and the harmonies of Israel cannot be part of your music, it seems to me. And jazz has now morphed into the world's music. I know you were very generous to say it's American music, and it truly is, born in America, of European and European and African elements and instrumentation. But now it's the world's music, and you've embraced that as well, don't you think?
I think jazz is world music. It's always been. It started as a, you know, people from different cultures and different places bringing the music and creating a united sound. So, united sound of America. So now we just, it's hard to say. I'm not inventing anything, and jazz has always been reflecting what's happening around. And if you're around, you know, any music, it will come out in the music. So that's what jazz is, just a reflection of reality.
Well, you are inventing something. As you said on stage, this will never happen again. You invented something, a spirit and a sound. You conjured something beautiful here in Detroit today. And it was all from you and all for us. Thank you, Annette Cohen. Pleasure to meet you and pleasure to hear you play.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And now let's hear a little bit more of that world music view from Annette Cohen from her album Luminosa, her latest release, Espinha de Bacalhau, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Hi, this is Courtney Pine, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
with homage to his Jamaican heritage, that is English saxophonist Courtney Pine with Kingstonian Swing from his album House of Legends. And now let's wish a happy birthday, 63 years old this weekend, to Los Angeles-based guitarist Lee Ritenour. Here's the song Workin' It from his latest release, A Twist of Writ.
We'll be right back.
funky side of things from Lee Ritenour. Happy birthday to him. More of our conversation with Annette Cohen, the great clarinetist, coming up next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned.